Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. Churches are not made up of perfect people, far from it. This surprises some who assume that Christians live lives of near perfection. For such people, there is great consternation when the organist goes off with the youth leader or the treasurer embezzles the church's money. We should always be shocked and disappointed by such behaviour, but never surprised. Churches are in many ways similar to hospitals, composed of people who are far from perfect, but who, by God's grace and in the power of His Spirit, are becoming stronger and more mature in their Christian lives. Sadly, there have always been people who wander away from the church. It's always tragic when this happens, and churches need to have a clear strategy for reaching out to such people. Here, James finishes his letter by inspiring his readers to be proactive when someone sadly backslides. He wants them to know how important this restorative ministry is. In bringing someone back to the church, they're doing nothing less than saving them from spiritual death. In recent years, large numbers of people have sadly slipped away from our churches. It may be because of sin, but often it's because they became disappointed or disillusioned with the church. This means that it's vital that every church prays earnestly for those who've slipped away and has a very clear plan as to how to reach out to these people with love, understanding, and forgiveness. We can never force people to return, but we can reach out to them with open arms, knowing that the Lord is always willing to welcome them back. So let me ask you a question. Can you think of anyone who's slipped away from your own church? And if so, is there anything you could do to encourage them to return? And now let me pray with you. Lord, we thank you that when we sin, you never give up on us. Thank you that your desire is always for us to be restored. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.